Coleman Dumbler.
I'm Jack Dumbler.
And I'm Annalise Lawler.
And this is the first pilot episode of our podcast, Dumb and Dumbler. We aren't really sure what this is going to turn into. But, I mean, I'm excited to get started and see what this is going to be like. So, for the show, we just a rundown of all of the things we're going to be talking about. So, we have just kind of like music in our lives, what we do with music, because this ultimately is going to be a podcast about music. Productivity and goals, because I know that's something that both of us share a passion in, setting goals for ourselves. Just random distractions that we have in our lives, you know, from music and our goals. What else? I mean, our idea was to create this in Pit Orchestra about 4 months ago, and here we are.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it took a while. It took a while, but we were busy with other things, and now here we are. We're doing it as multiple people's requests, which is very exciting. Then the segment that I created, and I think it'll be good. It'll stick around for
a while. It's gonna show that I'm really not good at naming musicians. That's all it's gonna do.
We've got three musicians, two truths and one lie, Super Bowl edition, because the Super Bowl just happened, and currently Patrick Mahomes is giving his speech for winning the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool. Glad I'm not there, because it's like 20 now.
I would be freezing. I would be like so cold.
Ugh, that'd be terrible. All right, and then, yeah, that's pretty much the show. We have one final surprise of a segment that will be to come in the future, but it wouldn't really work this first time. But once we get some more support, it should be good. So, here is the first episode of Dumb and Dumbler. So, with this ultimately being a music podcast, we'll first talk about just music in our lives, how music has shaped our future careers and goals in our life. So I'll start with in kindergarten, I started playing piano. I've taken piano lessons from the same teacher ever since. It's been 10 great years, and I've learned so much, and in fifth grade, I started percussion with just elementary band, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't really get serious about it until last year when I was a freshman, and I had just a lot of support from upperclassmen who really pushed me and encouraged me to become better musicians, who I foresee having interviews with in the future, possibly. So that would be very exciting. So ultimately I'm going to go on the music path throughout college and for a career. Right now, ultimately, I mean, things will change, but right now wanting to do a music education degree, possibly at MU, for my undergrad, and then maybe go to like a North Texas or a conservatory for other degrees. So, how about you?
So, I started piano when I was 3 or 4, I don't remember. But I ended up quitting that my 6th grade year, I think.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think that's right. I started violin in 3rd grade, so I took private lessons for 2 years. And then I joined up with 5th grade, I joined up with the school orchestra. And I kind of got less serious about it. I played, and so I've played ever since with my school and taken private lessons. But really, I started getting serious again about it last year and this year. Ultimately, music's probably not where I'm going to end up career-wise. But that doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it and that I don't love it. And it's going to help me get to where I want to be. I want to be a surgeon, and a lot of that's finger dexterity, being able to control your body, which is like also, and being able to do multiple things at once, which is huge in music. You have to read your music. You have to know the dynamics. You have to know where your fingers are supposed to go. And for a violin, you have to know when you're supposed to shift and where those go. And it's, so it ultimately helps me reach my goal, but it is not my forever.
Not your end goal. Yeah.
Not my end goal.
Well, that's all right. Let's expand on the, our idea to create this. Whenever we were down in the Pit Orchestra at our school, for
Elf the musical.
Elf, that was a time. So we were down there.
So much music.
Yes.
Like 100 pages
gosh.
Of music for both of us. Which
learned it in, what, like 5 weeks? And I was like, 60% of the notes is good enough.
There were two people on my part. I'm like, Mason's got half of it. Yeah, I've got about half. Together we make a full.
And we were doubling each other often because I was doing piano and she was playing violin, and it was very fun down there. But no, while we had our very brief amount of downtime, we were like, hey, let's start a podcast about music. And so we were like, oh, that would be fun. That would be fun. We just never really got around to it. But now we're doing it, and I'm excited for
the future. I'm really excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I think we don't have necessarily a strict uploading schedule or script even. I just have an outline. So, I mean, we're not sure how often we'll be able to make these. Maybe just starting out at, what, like once a month or something would be good enough, you know, just to get our feet wet in this process.
Also, we have, like, we're super busy with school and with actually practicing our instruments and contest seasons coming up for both of us. So we're learning a lot of music and perfecting a lot of music and not a lot of time.
Yeah. Speaking of which, follow me on TikTok. At Dumb and Dumbler.
You should also follow me on TikTok, but I don't even know my at. Probably like Annalise Catherine or something.
I don't know.
Dumb and Dumbler follows me, so you can follow me that way.
Which doesn't make any sense, because I have 5 videos, and I'm very proud of 3 of them. And they have, what, like, I have less than half the number of followers that you do. Which is
because I've had it since it was Musical.ly. So I've never, like, when it became TikTok, I've never posted an actual TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still keep all my followers from when I was a Musical.ly, when we were in elementary school or middle school, whenever it was.
Yeah. I never got on the Musical.ly train, but also I haven't had a social media until TikTok, like, 2 weeks ago, which I've been fine with. Until now, and I was like, I'm gonna get TikTok, and it's been fun.
He's trying to get TikTok famous.
Trying to get famous, you know. I'm trying to do like 2 videos a week. I'm pretty happy with them. They're like fun Musical.ly related sketches.
Musical.ly related.
Musical related sketches, whatever. One that I made was the, like, renegade, but I had marimba mallets in my hands, and that was I tried to make it at school, but it didn't work. I don't really remember why. But yeah, that was fun. That was a good introduction into the TikTok world.
I can't even do any of the dances. Like, I can't even do the renegade dance.
I practiced it like I was practicing a piece for percussion. Like, I set the metronome. I was practicing the movements.
You practiced to a metronome TikTok?
Of course I did. Like, what else would I do?
Oh, man.
Because the original tempo is at about quarter note equals 75. And it's about, I think it's 4.5 measures long. So I just had to kind of set that out for myself and learned it measure by measure. It was a process, but I'm proud of the end product.
Yeah, it is about that. Yeah, like, I'm trying to remember it.
Yeah. What else? Now, I guess, on to another section of the podcast that I definitely, in the last 6 months, have really gotten into kind of setting goals.
Oh, yeah, it's been like half a year for you.
And productivity, kind of just making task sheets for myself and just being a more organized, goal-oriented person, which I think has helped me.
Yeah, and you know me, and you've known me since I was really young.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of been that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to have a list of things I need to get done, and I will cross them off, or I'll check them off, and I will set my yearly goals, and I will follow through.
Yeah.
And then Jack was like, always like, oh, why do you do that? And then this year he's been like, I see why you do that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, different things. Like for example, like here in this... I have this big binder, well, not big, but it's a little binder that I've been keeping goals in. I don't have my January one with me, but here you go. These are just some things that I strive to do, like keeping my screen time down around like 2 hours, which I've been fairly successful with other than yesterday. Creating that TikTok took me a while. But yeah, throughout January, that's probably the one I've been least consistent about, but I've still been able to do it about every other day in January, and now here we go, first three in February, we're good. Now, one of the ones that I used to do, and I kind of fell out of the habit of, is water picking. Like, brushing your teeth is,
oh my gosh,
normal.
Why are you talking about?
But I don't know why I'm talking about this, but it's important, and I
so
feel
this
like
is going to be
people,
a really random podcast, even though Jack says it will be about music, it's Jack. He's going to just talk about everything else but music.
There's so many things to talk about, you know? Different things. Like, I don't know, yeah. What else? Checking my grades once a day. Within the last, month, I've had a shift in how I view my grades and success, academic success, based on actual, like, progress and learning instead of just an arbitrary percent grade or whatever. I think that has helped kind of reshape my view and kind of setting goals for myself and just checking my grades once a day.
I don't even check my grades once a day. Maybe like once every few days, but I've learned that if I check my grades every day, it will cause me more stress than any of the benefits I'm going
to
reap from it.
Yeah, and I mean, I used to check my grades every 30 minutes. Literally.
You did.
It was awful.
Pitt was so bad about it, too. He'd be like, I'm going to go check my grades. I'm like, Jack, it's 9 o'clock at night. None of your teachers have put in another grade since you last checked at 8:30.
And I guarantee you, probably 90% of the time, my grades have not changed from the last time I looked at them. Which I recognize was unhealthy and was unnecessary, really. But yeah, I feel like I've gotten better at that just in the last month, which is good. It's important. What else? I mean, some of the rest of these, like reading my Bible daily, getting 8 hours of sleep, are things that I've tried to do and have been kind of like a would last for a while and they would stop, but just trying to keep it consistent. And just a goal setting tip for anyone: whenever you write things down, you are 40% more likely to follow through with those goals.
It actually, like, manifests itself, too. Yeah. Like, sometimes if I, especially with homework, I see that a lot with homework, too, is, like, if I don't write it down, I'm just going to be like, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
But when you see it on the paper, you're just like, ooh, I kind of have to do that.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, like, I my personal school agenda is on my phone or whatever, but I remember in middle school that they would always be like, fill out your planner, remember? And I just never did it because it felt forced. It didn't feel like something that I really cared about.
I have pretty pens. That's also a good tip. If you don't want to do stuff, if you have pretty pens, I feel more motivated. I'm like, I should use these pens.
Which you inspired me to get some of those because I have those. I have those little, what are they, the flare tip medium?
Oh, the Papermate.
Papermate, that's right. Those, I got those for this school year, and
the
felt
tip pens.
Those are nice.
They're nice.
Yeah.
I like my mild liners now. That's kind of been my new favorite, is mild liners. So they're like a highlighter, and then a black pen, which is my Papermate Joy Gel
0.07
pen.
I know those. Yeah,
it's that one that I love.
Okay, cool. Well, what else do we talk about? I mean, here we go. That's kind of another avenue of the show that we'll be exploring. It's just kind of talking about how we set musical goals for ourselves. I know this has been something that I haven't had to worry about as a New Year's resolution, but just practicing every day because it's something I've done. It's something that's been a part of my...
It's built into your schedule.
Yeah, it's built into my schedule, and every day, every morning, whenever I come to school, I'm either doing, like, the Bible study at school or I'm practicing in the mornings, which has been very, I feel like, beneficial for not just keeping consistent, but also that one of my friends who I spoke about earlier, Brady, that he's a senior this year. He's going to be leaving. He's going to be going to UMKC as a composition major. And just him being able, us being just a sense of community in practicing in the same room, you know, it just adds a sense of community to the practicing aspect, which is fun.
That's what I like about. So we have Titan time, and so it's like a study hall, but a lot of times I'll go practice, I'm in a duet with one of my friends, and so a lot of times, like, now I go practice with her, which, like, it actually makes me practice during the day when I don't necessarily, it's like, do I actually want to practice, or do I want to take a nap for 30 minutes?
Have you ever actually done that in Titan
time? No, I've never taken a nap in Titan time. I usually get something done, but sometimes I'll go just talk to one of my favorite teachers and just be like, I don't want to do my homework.
That is one time I don't understand. Any Lee Summit West Titans listening, you know that, like, the Titan time, you're either doing nothing and you're just playing games on your phone, you know, those kids that just sit
or watch phones. A movie.
Yeah. Or you're, like, using your time wisely, which I've never sat in the commons during Titan time.
I have with my friend last year. We used to go, like, every day, but we would get just so much done just being together. And I don't know, like, I feel like the environment was, like, no one was, like, really judging me for, like, not having stuff done.
Yeah.
So I felt, like, less stressed when I'm doing my homework, if that makes sense.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. I just have never done it. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll try it. Probably not. Because
no, you won't.
The band room's always open. And I'm always in there. What else? Random distractions is kind of another avenue.
TikTok.
TikTok. Not that I'm obsessed with
You're
it.
You're obsessed with TikTok fame. Not necessarily with TikTok, but TikTok fame.
it's just something I think about. Is I really ultimately don't want it because
you
I
want
feel
your
like
5 minutes of fame.
I want
where your one TikTok blows up,
which it did. I mean, I got 4,000, a little under 4,000 views on one of mine that I probably my least favorite one actually, which is interesting. You know how different things that you don't necessarily want exposed to the world, but you have it anyway, and it blows up as much as blowing up 4,000 views. I mean, whatever, it's all relative, but for me, that was a lot. So, yeah, I mean, that was interesting, and now I kind of realize why you don't post anything.
I make them sometimes, like, I'll make the funny ones, but I, like, keep them private so only I could see it, and if I want people to see it, I'll just, like, text it to them. Like, I download it and then text it to them.
Can you do that? Can you, like, send me some TikToks?
I'll send you some of the funny ones.
Sweet. Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think who's gotten my TikToks.
I don't think I've ever gotten
my sister and I tried to renegade dance the other morning, and she definitely hit me in the face right before school.
Wow. All right.
Thanks, Scarlett, if you're listening, but I know you're not because you don't support me in anything I do.
Well,
I
watch
Love
her
you.
TikToks. I watch your sister's TikToks. Okay.
Scarlett has the funniest TikToks. She just has such a dry sense of humor that, like, completely relates to everyone, that everyone finds funny, even if it's just, like, a chuckle. It's just so dry that you like, have to laugh because she's keeping a serious face.
Ignore my dog barking if you just heard that. Ignore it. It's just the product of the recording space right now. I mean, right now, I was obsessing over this new mic that you're listening this through. I was very proud of getting it because I kind of just found it and I was like, hey.
Then you'd send me videos.
Yes, I sent you like, hey, look at this mic, look at this mic.
And then you'd send me, like, 8-minute videos, and I definitely did not listen to the entire thing. Because they were 8 minutes.
Like, the product reviews. Oh, I was obsessing over those. But I'm glad I found it, because it sounds really good.
It does.
Yeah. What else? Random distractions. So now, here is the segment that, when we were down in the pit, I was like, we need to get some, like, segments together, you know? So, here we go. First segment, 3 musicians, 2 truths, and 1 lie.
It's really just going to expose how little I know.
It shouldn't be too difficult. I don't think it will be that difficult. So, I have
You doubt my ability.
I have 3 different music-related facts. This week, it's about the Super Bowl, because that just happened. So, I have 3 different facts. I know which one is the lie, and I know which two are true. It's classic two truths and one lie, but with just a theme based on it. So let's get started with those. I will be giving the facts and lies, and you will be guessing this week. I think we'll be able to switch off.
We're switching off, because otherwise it's just really going to expose me.
All right, so the first one, with this being Super Bowl. So Super Bowl national anthem performances usually have, like, famous pop artists. This year is Demi Lovato singing the Star Spangled Banner. But throughout Super Bowl history, there have been four trumpet solo national anthem performances. Bet you didn't know that fact.
Or is it the lie?
Former Chiefs... Okay, this is the second one. So we're Chiefs fans. Former Chiefs linebacker Tom Bahaly and Dee Ford are accomplished pianists and recording artists who, after their football career, are deciding to go into the music business, and they would have gone into the music business in college if it wasn't for their elite football skills.
I think that's the lie, but I just, okay. I have no clue.
All right, now here's the last one. The first five Super Bowls were all played in the Coliseum Stadium in L.A., and they feature the USC marching band in each of those halftime shows. So you know how now halftime show is such a big deal with all your pop stars or whatever. Last year's was awful, but most of the other ones are pretty decent, you know. So, but in the beginning of the Super Bowl, it wasn't even really a big deal. Like, people didn't care that much. And so it was just the USC, they were like, oh, come on, marching band.
I feel like if I was a band kid, I would know if that was true, but I'm not a band kid. Like, I don't do marching band.
Most band kids don't research things. Most band kids don't.
It's just
really,
you. Yeah, it's really
I'm the
Jack.
Only one. I'm the only one.
I want to say the second one's false.
Second
but I
one's
don't know.
False. You can guess at home even before I announce which ones.
I don't know. Like, I feel true. Like the first one could be true. Like, it sounds true enough. To
which
be
just
true.
Just to let you know, that was the
four trumpet solos.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Chiefs players going, like, having multiple that would be pianists would just, I don't know, that just seems false to me. Okay, the second one is the one I say is a lie.
All right. That was actually true.
What? Okay, right. Which one's the lie?
The lie is the third one. All right, so the first few Super Bowls, not all of them were actually played in Los Angeles, so this one was full of lies, actually. So
I just know nothing about football or marching band.
The first three Super Bowls were actually played in Miami, where this last Super Bowl took place. And there, the Grambling State University marching band actually has played in six different Super Bowls as recent as 1994, I think, is their most recent appearance. When it was the Super Bowl was a big deal. But just imagine being one of those kids in that marching band being on national TV.
I would just be so scared to mess up. <That's> like,
true.
If you messed
that's
up,
oh,
that would
be
so
awful.
Bad. You'd be like, I am on national television, and I just messed up this piece that I've definitely been playing for, like, a really long time.
A long time, yeah. That's a long time to be working on a marching show. Even till like when we finish the marching season in late October, I'm so done, and I'm so excited when it's done. But no, just imagine doing it all the way throughout the year. And even other colleges that have to be preparing it through, like, January 1 when lots of bowl games are, you know, that would be bad. The third one was false. The first two were true. I knew about Dee Ford, but I did not know about Tom Bahaly. Both of them were linebackers. Dee Ford actually plays for the 49ers now. Who just lost to us in the Super Bowl, which is great. They both developed a strong bond as musicians along with linebackers for the Chiefs when they had a short time together. I think 3 years that they were both playing for the Chiefs. And yeah, I've kind of was doing some more research for this segment. And I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. Because I remembered a few times that, like, before games or whatever, especially, like, on Christmas Day games, that you would see Dee Ford and he would be, like, playing piano. And I was like, that's so cool, just that they're so multi faceted in different areas.
I'm going to give you strings, two truths and a lie next week.
Do
next
it.
Time. And Do you're going to go, it's going to be so funny.
All right. I probably won't know. My strings knowledge goes no farther than what Two Set Violin has provided for me.
I love so, Two Set Violin.
They're the greatest. They're the best YouTube channel. So yeah.
Yeah, and they don't play a band instrument.
That's true. Oh, my favorite one was that beginner percussionist versus like professional percussionist, and it was Eddie, and he was playing like marimba and triangle and all those. That was so funny.
It's just a completely different skill set. Like playing a violin versus playing percussion are two different skill sets, even though they're both music. Like, rhythm is not, like, I feel like you guys have so much more rhythm, like, challenging rhythms than violins do, just
probably.
By the nature of the violin.
Probably.
We can only move so fast.
Yeah,
our fingers can only move so fast. We can only shift up and down our instrument so fast. So there are limits to how much we can do rhythmically versus what you guys are able to do.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a good segment. I liked it. That was fun, actually, in practice. Tell us what you think in the comments. We will be posting this, hopefully, on Spotify, just whatever Anchor, who in a few seconds you should be able to hear what are they called? Ads from them, because we will be recording one of those. We will be recording one of those. So, then just sharing the final kind of announcement of this podcast that involves some social media support from listeners. So one of the segments that I've thought about doing but wasn't really able to do until I had more of a following and more people knew about this is a segment called Picture Descriptors, where I'm going to, my awful art skills, I am terrible at art, but I will be able to...
There's a reason he's a music kid, that's all I have to say.
Definitely. But just be able to draw a small picture of a funny story that I would like to share, because I love sharing stories about funny things that have happened to me, anyone else, and also in the future being able to have segments with interviews or whatever. That would be fun. So tell me what you think about that idea in the comments. I should be able to create some wonderful pieces of art through this
process. They
should
go in museums. That's all I have to say.
They'll be amazing. You'll be the jaw-dropping art pieces. So tell me what you think about that segment, possibly in the comments, and let's get to the ad. This should be the end. So before we sign off, just saying thank you for listening. This might never go out to the public. This might just be something that our friends listen to. We don't really know what to expect. I mean,
we don't. I did not know. I came over to film this and I was like, I don't know how this is gonna go. This is either gonna be, like, great and it's not gonna go terribly, or this is gonna be, like, a mess and we're gonna have no clue what's going on.
I feel like, you know, we gotta just get going so that we can...
Starting's always the hardest part.
That's true. With any goal or musical piece or whatever you're doing. So hopefully you enjoyed listening to this, and signing off, this was episode 1.